It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today at the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth, Citizens Bank Park, for the Phillies home opener. And Hugh, we got some company in here.
We're deep up in this thing.
Yeah, I feel like we're in a clown car right now. It's packed in here.
Who are you calling a clown?
Well, all of us. Welcome back. So, Midday Show, now joined by the afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz with us for the next hour plus as we get ready for the home opener. How are we doing, guys? Ike?
What's up, fellas?
What up, mate?
What's going on?
Well, listen, it's opening day. Home opener, I should say. Home opener. And listen, a wonderful day out here. The crowd has shown up. Well, I guess nobody had work or school today. Is this some type of holiday?
I said the same thing, but when I said it, I was being a bad guy. Why are these all these damn kids in school?
Nobody goes to school. Nobody goes to work on Mondays anymore. Nobody goes to work on Fridays anymore. So getting the kids out of school is no big deal.
Wait a minute, but isn't there, like, in Philadelphia, like, you miss so many days, you might not graduate.
Yeah, but you bake in home opener here. Yeah, that doesn't
okay,
count.
My bad. I didn't know.
Excused absence.
I will say, I don't see a lot of teenagers here. I see a lot of young kids with their dads.
Well, teenagers too busy on their apps and the TikTok or whatever. Here. They don't go outside.
Yeah, we can't have that.
I will say
this. Well, the weather looks like it's going to hold off, so we're going to get some baseball today.
And coming off a great weekend, listen, they get 2 out of 3 in Washington.
Just 2 out of 3.
They come back here. Great way to get Sanchez on the mound today. Got the Rockies in. This feels like a festive day.
It does. Well, and they get to play a bad team.
Let's not ruin it by losing a baseball game today.
I agree. This feels like a day
we should be celebrating and having a good time today.
I agree. Jackie Baseball, how we doing?
Good. I can't stop thinking about Jesus Luzardo. I was thinking about him at 11:45 last night. Last thing I was thinking about before I went to bed.
He did look good.
11 strikeouts in 5 innings. Are you kidding me?
Here it is, Gio.
Yeah. Well, hold on. That's a good photo. Here's what happened. Sometimes when I put Walker asleep, I fall asleep. So I really took like a 30-minute nap, so I was wide awake. And I rewatched a lot of the games over the weekend because, you know.
Did you rewatch Saturday's game?
Yeah, I rewatched Jesus' start.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
The sweeper.
Yeah. It's a bullet slider.
Good. It's a good pitch. Yeah.
Let's get excited.
Spike, biggest takeaway from the first weekend?
They got to ban the torpedo bats.
I know. I was waiting.
Yeah, they got to ban the torpedo bats. They got to ban it because if it is doing what they're saying it's doing, it's going to ruin baseball. We can't have 7 home runs every game. Let's be adults about this. Like if it really does work, first of all, every team's got to get the torpedo bats first. But the second thing that's got to happen is Manfred's got to be an adult, look and say, oh. You figured out a rule we didn't think we didn't have a rule against this we should have had. Get rid of the torpedo bat.
So I don't think they could do it this year, though. I think the cat's out of the bag for the season.
Why not?
Uh-oh. Because they already,
it's their league.
But they already legalized them. They let the Yankees do it.
Right. They can make it illegal.
They could, but I don't know how they could based on the – like, the bats are not breaking any rules.
Yeah, it'd almost be like trying to ban the tush push in the middle of the season.
Right. I think we're in for the torpedo bat season. Yeah.
Well, then, torpedo bat season?
I'm in.
Well, then everything that happens during this season, we're all going to look back on it and say it's BS.
But wasn't the steroid
era
fun?
Are you putting an asterisk on anything that happens this year?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
It's just been
this will be the perfect year we win, too.
What's that?
Yeah.
It's just been 3 days.
How many of the home runs the Yankees have in three games? 15 home runs?
Judge didn't even use it.
That was crazy.
He says. But Judge doesn't need it.
He says. You can see the bat.
Well, all right. But Judge doesn't need it. It's not. It's like steroids, right? Yeah. It's not about the Barry Bonds. It's about the Brady Andersons.
That dude could be up there hitting with a tennis racket. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Right. Well, then we're going to have to get on the record. Are we all in on torpedo bats? Spike's out.
Out.
I'm in.
It's ridiculous.
Listen.
Ike?
Chicks dig the long ball.
Say
I'm
it
in.
Again.
Well,
I'm
you
in.
Know, our callers don't dig the long ball. They want small ball.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. I'm in on torpedo bats.
We say we want small ball until...
You see small ball?
Until you actually have to witness
it. Oh, nice bunt. Way to move the runner over. It's gross.
Jack,
it's gross.
Where you at? Are you in?
No, I'm in. Harper, Bohm, Stott, Marsh
all
are going for the torpedo bet.
Oh, they put their order in?
I believe so.
Oh, see, now we're talking.
I love it.
See, the only issue is...
It didn't even take a whole month.
Yeah.
Before, 3 days.
I thought it was... It
took one week.
You know what I mean? It blew my timeline up, and I was like, wow. And this, it's not nothing new. They were using them last year.
They look like softball bats.
Yeah, a little bit. That's what Joe said.
They look like the wiffle ball bats that you were looking thicker in the middle.
With the big, like, the part in the middle. All right, so there is one downside, though. Aaron Nola might give up more home runs than any pitcher in the history of baseball.
They got to adjust, man.
I don't know if he can. He gave up two yesterday.
He pitches to contact, man.
I didn't know he led the National League in home runs allowed last year. Oh, he did a better job with it, like not allowing the three-run shots.
A lot of them were solos, though.
A lot of save. Hey, we live with solo shots.
Yeah. Listen, yesterday was not a good day.
It was fine.
Thus, my tweets did not go out yesterday with Knowles on the mound.
You had him locked up. Him locked and loaded.
Well, I was quiet. I was quiet though. Yeah,
until that fourth inning rolled around.
Looking good for a while. I was trying to wait until we got through the sixth inning before I tweeted anything. We didn't make it to the sixth inning.
No, we didn't. Aaron Nola had a tough.
No, that was a tough one yesterday.
But look, I think two out of three, like you said, it was overall good weekend. And Jack, to your point, I don't know if I'd watched it three times, but Lizardo looked good on Saturday.
He did. Now, he's got to work on being more efficient. Like, it was five innings, 11 strikeouts, which is great. But you'd like to see that extended to seven innings, you know? Yeah. But, you know, for the first outing.
Yeah, why quibble?
A month from now, I think you're going to see a different pitcher. It was a good first start. Yes. It was a good first start.
Also, he had a back injury last year. They don't have to push him early.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't
allowed. Well, he had the same 95 pitches that the other guys had.
Now, he might be Snell and Cease, who, like, strike out a ton of guys but only go five innings.
That's fine.
But it's still a high-quality pitcher.
I agree. I don't think
you like
they
that ball talk.
I don't think they need to push him.
Listen, I know 11 strikeouts in five innings ain't good. So yeah, that just means he threw a lot of pitches.
Were they productive strikeouts?
They were not. Not like the Phillies strikeouts on Thursday. They were productive strikeouts.
Productive strikeouts.
Don't you agree?
Well, I thought they had better at bats, but the strikeouts themselves weren't productive.
Well, they were in that they got the starter out of the game sooner.
All right.
Yeah.
I never heard anyone say productive strikeouts.
19 of them.
It's called a play on words.
I wanted to see the Phillies have a different approach. They had a different approach
strike
Thursday.
Strike out more.
No. Look at they weren't embarrassing strikeouts.
Yeah, I agree.
When the Phillies are striking out in their worst way, it's horrible
striking
to watch.
Striking out 19 times is embarrassing. I don't care how good
there's been strikeouts on pitches out of the
Joe
strike
said,
zone.
It was some good strikeouts because they were swingable pitches.
Yeah, they were good pitches. They just missed them.
And they couldn't see.
I guess I said right. It was swingable.
That's right.
Swing out of the zone.
Can't forget about the shadows.
The shadows, too. It's real. The only guy.
And the glare in center field, Ike.
The only guy that really looked like he chased was Stott, and Stott isn't a guy that I'm going to worry about chasing the rest of the year. I hope they stay committed to it.
What's that? I say he looked good Saturday.
He did look good Saturday. So did Marsh, by the way.
Yeah. Marsh had a big bounce back.
He did.
Are we worried about the fact that they didn't hit either lefty starter and they hit everybody else? It feels like teams are going to throw lefties at them.
Well, it's no problem. JT is going to end up hitting 25 home runs this year, right?
Yeah, at least he's batting fifth.
Yeah. Well, he's hitting third today.
No, I know. The full lineup's out.
Oh, is the lineup?
He's batting fifth.
I didn't see
Yeah. No Trey again.
No.
And
are we having a little concern with the Trey?
I was going to say, is that serious or no?
What's his back? How could
it
not be
said
serious?
It started, it started as a hip.
Oh, yeah. What'd you hurt your back this weekend?
Yeah, I did hurt my back, but I'm just saying, in general, when your back is in, it is a problem, it doesn't just go away.
Especially if you're lifting 14 gallons.
Exactly. Well, why especially if there's push-ups
the
on the record
back
on Monday.
I'll do the push-ups even with the injured back if you want me.
Rumor is somebody wanted somebody fake the injury to get out of.
Well, first of all,
I didn't fake any injury.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
I should have known something was up because Spike been ice grilling me for like the whole time. I didn't know we were supposed to do push-ups today.
Well, that's the other thing. We didn't really promote it all that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know. Oh, okay. I wasn't prepared. But you know now, you messed up because now I know. Now I will be prepared.
Yeah,
we
don't know
when
we're going to spring it on you, brother. No, yeah, we'll spring it on you.
No, if he, you probably had a chance. Now you ain't got one because I'm going to be ready next time.
Well, you think you're going to out push up me? There's no chance.
Now you pride. Don't let the pride kick in and get you.
I'll do it right now with the injury.
See, that's what I'm saying. Don't let the pride kick in, Spike. Don't do that.
He's not going to get up off the ground.
Don't do that. Don't let the pride kick in and get you embarrassed out here in front of all
you. Why did you try to pick up a 14-gallon shop vac?
Because
he was doing it for the dogs. I saw the post.
No, it wasn't for – no, that's a different dog thing. The dog thing's different. I have water – the new house I bought, there was water in the basement. Okay. I got frustrated.
Baby, you bought a house that had water in the basement?
It didn't have water when I bought it, brother. It didn't have water when I bought it.
That's why I waited to get a house.
Yep.
Sight unseen.
So I went and I – it wasn't
money.
Sight unseen.
You got money. You got bread. You're breaking bread like that?
Yeah, you know me. So there was water. I went and I bought a shop vac. I filled up the shop vac. I didn't account for how many pounds – 14 gallons of water.
It feels very heavy.
It's 116 pounds.
And wow. You weigh 145.
Man. I weigh 150.
So it was like you was pushing your max.
Yes. Let's just say the shop vac is still in the basement.
Yeah.
Full of water.
Yeah. You need me to go get it for you?
No. Well, I got – you know, I'm made of money, so I got people doing it for me.
You should have heard how we were told about your injury today. Rod Lakin made it like a very big thing. It's like, no push-ups today. And I was like, yeah. Rod, what are you talking about?
I didn't even know I was doing the push-ups.
No, I didn't know. And he's like, Rod, he's like, no
push-ups. But wait a minute. How did everybody else know? And I don't even know. Like, seriously.
I thought you knew, actually.
I didn't know. No, I didn't know. I didn't know. So I get that's what you were about to do? You were about to spring it on me?
No, it was all about me and the push-ups. I don't care about you. I just need to prove
it. Well,
Lakin
was too busy trying to think of a name to call it the entire time without promoting it.
What is it, Puck It Up?
Well, we need alliteration, otherwise we can
yes.
It don't work.
I forget the bros thing.
That's all right. Okay. It won't
puck
work
up?
Next time.
I think it's Puck
I'm
Up.
Ready. I'm about
puck
to go home with bros.
No, it's not Puck not Up. Yet.
It's Puck It Up, right?
Puck It Up?
Is it Puck It Up?
That sounds like
it. Mike said
yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of leaders in the station here.
Puck It Up. Tug it up.
All right. Dynamite.
Tucker?
Yeah.
All right. So one weekend in.
Phil's baseball.
Phil's 2-1. Home opener today. Yeah. Schwarber back in leadoff spot. Are we all – what are we thinking with this leadoff situation? We want to –
doesn't matter where you hit Schwarber at, man.
Well, just leave him leadoff is what they should do.
Nah.
Put Trey back in leadoff.
I'm not out on Trey just yet. I know he looks excited, but I ain't out on Trey.
Out on Trey? Why be in on Trey?
Why be out on Trey?
I understand
because
the concept.
Not that good.
Hold on. The first game.
You talking about I understand the concept.
The first game looks good.
I get it. I mean, I like Schwarber too, but you got to change. Sting's got – you know just what it's
about. No, this is all about Trey, man. This is about getting Trey right.
Yeah, it's trying. You got to change some
things.
Standing
ovation,
up,
move Schwarber out of the order. All these things to get the $300 million player right.
Are you going
to
wave a magic wand?
I tried.
What date?
Looks like Schwarber can hit in either spot.
He's comfortable.
Well, I think he'll just be himself wherever.
Okay. So then we got to try to get Trey right.
Right, but isn't it more important to have the leadoff spot productive? Like when Schwarber's there, I know it's productive. Game.
Why don't we have the cleanup spot productive too? Why don't we have both?
Well, he did have a 3-run home run in the leadoff spot, a solo home run in the cleanup spot.
Well, that's not his fault.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't know who's going
to
be on base.
Right, but if Trey's leading off and doesn't get on base, he's not going to have 3-run home runs.
Give him a chance to get on base.
You're already ready to bail on the Turner.
Oh, I didn't want to do it.
Oh, he didn't want him in the first. He didn't want him from the gate.
This is what happens when you put nerds like Giglio in charge of baseball. You get a 260-pound obvious cleanup hitter hitting leadoff.
He's 230.
He ain't had no personal attacks in a while.
I used to be 230. He's not 230.
Well, he's strong.
Did you see him try to steal a base on opening day?
I did.
We did see that.
That didn't work, but he tried.
It didn't work.
And he tried to take an extra base Saturday. Didn't work.
Right, didn't work.
Yeah, we don't want to
try though.
The point is.
I'm working. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I get in trouble for waving at y'all, but y'all
it's
make
it.
It's
not the waving. It's not
no,
the waving.
No, but it's the speaking
it's
to
when
him.
You're talking to people and we're on
because
the air.
He made it.
No, I know.
He wanted to make sure he was noticed.
He wanted, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like,
you was distracted.
Studio,
We're like in a fishbowl.
No, I know, but he did this the other day at our studio when someone walked by. Because somebody walked by and hi.
They waving, dog. Yeah. You know how they come in the studio.
Sure.
And they wave. So I didn't want to be rude. And obviously, Buddy, he wasn't going to let me be rude. He kept waving.
Right.
Where are we at on the bracket of Hugh? I mean, is it?
Well, we paused. We got busy. Okay. We got busy.
Okay.
We're going to continue.
Distracted Hugh should have been the leader because he's the strong candidate now.
We see that one every day. All right. I know we're at the home open, but where are you guys at on the tush push? It sounds like tomorrow's the vote, and there is gaining momentum to ban it. No one wants to comment?
No, I'll jump out here. Listen, I'll be glad when they vote on this thing and we can be over with. I'm tired of hearing about this damn play.
But you're anti-tush push anyway.
Yeah, but no, here's the thing.
Well, he respects the game.
No, here's the thing. I don't think we actually need it. And I think complaining about it,
sound like Coach McDermott,
complaining about it makes us sound soft, like we need a crutch.
But isn't the rest of the league soft for trying to ban a play?
Sure, No, listen to me. Yes, they are. Philadelphia, listen to your boy. I understand it's a great advantage for us. If they keep it legal, we should run it till the cows come home. Doesn't mean I love to play, but it's not an illegal play. So as long as it's legal, the Eagles should run it or what have you. Here's what I'm saying. I don't care if they actually wind up banning it because I don't believe we need it. We don't need it as a crutch. We got the best offensive line coach in football. We got one of the top offensive lines in football. We put a premium on drafting talent in the trenches. We do a great job at the running back position. Not only do we have Saquon right now, we got an even bigger back with bigger quads, if that was even possible. We brought in A.J. Dillon to go along with our quarterback, who also squats 600 pounds. I mean, are we really fretting over getting a freaking yard with the amount of talent that we have to be able to run the ball? If they were to ban it, which I don't think they are, I'm saying I'm not sweating this, man. And I'm actually us complaining about them banning it makes us sound like we're soft, makes us sound like we need a crutch to lean on.
It's the principle.
And a tush push.
No, you know what the problem I have with it is? Yeah. It's the way they're trying to do it. Sean McDermott, to me, I'm disappointed. He sat there and talked about how, you know, he didn't want to do it because it puts his players in harm's way.
Yeah.
Hell, you ran it just as much as we did.
Sure.
This not – like, tell
– with a bigger quarterback.
Yeah. If you want to ban it, be honest about why you want to ban it, because can't nobody stop it. Now, if you say that, Ike, I'm okay with that.
Right.
But all y'all out here brain wrestling and trying to dance around the fact that you can't do it, and that's irritating to me. And you're just trying to ban it because it's a play that can't be stopped. Because you know just as well as I do, the NFL is a copycat league.
Yeah.
And if it, like, many times as our defense would get gassed on certain plays, other teams the next week would try to do the same thing. Kind of like the lefty pitching thing going on with us right now if they start lefty pitches. So it's one of those things where if you don't like to play because you can't stop the play, just be a man and say that.
Here's what I'll say also, though, about this. We do realize, I think some of us forget, this was a play that was banned. There was a time where you weren't allowed to push guys into the end zone. Mm-hmm. So they just made this legal within the last, 5 to 10 years, I believe it's been. So it means there was a time that it wasn't legal.
Yeah.
So they got through football all these years
without having
this be part of football. And then for whatever reason, they decided to make it okay to push the players into the end zone and give the Eagles credit for being the ones that could take advantage of that. I'm not going to discredit the Eagles for being good at it. All I'm saying is that I don't really care if they keep it or don't.
It don't make no difference.
It just feels ridiculous to ban something because one team's good at it.
I
agree with you. It's not they'll survive. To me, it's like taking the bunt out of baseball. It doesn't happen very often. Some teams are better at it than others. Some teams use it more than others. But, like, why are we taking it away? Because the team's good at it. And the idea of the injury stuff, there's no data.
There's nothing that supports that.
Just a lie. I mean, that's not why. They're getting rid of it because they don't like the play.
So I don't think it's going to get banned, but I will be interested to see how many votes are there.
I think it's going to be close.
Because if it's not this year, it could be next year that it does get banned.
I think it's going to be close. By the way, I thought Elliott did a good job this morning. He went right after Sean McDermott.
He did.
He was, like, really close
to
him, too.
Yeah.
Well, he wants to be inside of the
like
year.
Sitting right next to him.
He's got to defend his crown.
I think that mayor's a back-to-back.
Well, we're early.
I know it's early. I know it's early, but I'm just saying.
It's a good start, though.
He's a doggy reporter.
We're at the beginning now.
Yeah. I know he's a doggy reporter.
There's
though.
An argument to be made. I rock with ESP, though, man.
I rock with ESP because that's the kind of question you held his feet to the fire, and you can hear him with stuttering about it.
The guy's been lying for 2 months about it.
I cannot wait to see ESP. They should have fired him
by now, anyway. Sean McDermott should have been fired anyway.
So where are you on the tush push ban, Spike? I know you were.
I agree with you, but also I think Ike is wrong that the Eagles don't need it. If they didn't,
we do need it.
Boom, roasted. Yes, you're wrong. The
end of show.
Well, if we didn't need it, why are we doing it so much? If we could get a yard without it, it might be a crutch.
Well, it's more efficient than doing other things.
Yes, I think
it's a crutch.
Whether we need it or not, I don't know.
Saquon couldn't get in the end zone from a 1 yard line.
We're going to give him more carries? He had like 500 anyway.
He's also not a great short yardage back.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he's not.
That's not the point.
215.
Yeah, Jalen's a great short yardage back.
When somebody pushes him from behind. Yes, absolutely. I agree with you largely, Joe. And you as well, Hugh. I can't stand how they're going about it. They're just lying. They're lying and saying that it's about player injury. It's not about player injury. It's not about player safety. They're lying. And by the way, other teams have shown, even though Buffalo did it, they weren't nearly as good at it as the Eagles were. The Eagles eventually won't be able to do it anymore. Something will happen. Either they won't have Jalen anymore or they won't have the same offensive
line. Right, then what are we going to do?
And it'll just go away on its own.
Yeah, that's what,
You know, but I don't think you need to legislate your way out of it at this point. I think it's silly.
That's kind of lame.
I think the rest of the league should be embarrassed. And if they do ban it, they should be embarrassed. And by the way, Elliott's take that he wants it to be banned because then the Eagles will be famous for getting a play ban is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
So Elliott.
Yeah. Why would anyone care about being famous?
Who knows?
Yeah, Elliott's good.
You gotta respect him.
Yeah, I do.
I'm never
sometimes Elliott has a take that I have to think about it so hard to understand why he would think that.
Right. What about the college athletes staying in college for as long as they want?
It's the worst one.
It's not. The betting on yourself as a player is still the worst.
And
the
with all this NIL money
bad. We're gonna have 40-year-old guys in college.
Man, listen, with the NIL, I'll stay.
I mean, if you were allowed back, you'd go back now.
I'll go back. Yeah. Well, at Central State, we got that. I got to go to Michigan State if I want some of that big-time NIL.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I ain't open his mouth. He know what it is.
Hey, man, that's the offensive players. I got nothing.
Don't give him more offensive ammunition here. Yeah. Don't do that. Jack, where are you in the tush push?
Oh, I think they should ban it. I think if they just make it a quarterback sneak. That's all I want. I don't think you should be able to push from behind to get a first down. I know the Eagles are great at it, but just make it a traditional quarterback sneak and everyone's happy.
You just want to make it harder on Jalen.
Always. I'm going to get my own sweatshirt that says Truth Hurts.
There's no reason to ban it. There's no reason to ban it.
But it's just make it a regular quarterback sneak where you can't push him from behind. That's all I want.
There's Ava
the Saber.
If they banned bunting in baseball, what would you say?
Does a bunt convert at 90%+? No, I mean, like where they're always on first base.
But what if there was a player that did it or a team that did it?
And check this out. If they did ban bunting, how many people would care?
Well, but it's the same thing. The tush push is a 1 yard play. It shouldn't. They run it so little.
It's the timing of everything, man. And
everybody else runs it so little.
But we run it a lot. Well, a lot for the Eagles, but they don't run it a lot. Like how many times a game?
What do you mean they don't run it a lot?
We run it a lot. Joe.
Five times a game?
On 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, on the goal line, 1st and goal.
Anytime you need a first down.
I mean, poor Saquon tripped on the 1 yard like 11 times. And
how many times do you think they ran it last season? Like 100 times in 17, 18?
That's 20? A lot.
That's a lot, Joe.
No, it isn't.
That is.
What do you mean
lot.
It's not a lot?
Guys,
who the hell runs 100 quarterback sneaks in a season?
They have 70
if
plays a game times 21 games.
That's, if it ain't broke,
100
don't
plays
fix
is
it.
Not a lot of their
Tom
offense.
Brady for years was able to convert quarterback sneaks. He was one of the best.
He's the GOAT.
But look at Tom Brady.
Yeah, he ain't that big.
That's a real quarterback sneak.
He looks gaunt. As a matter of fact, now he looks a little
gaunt. Look at his legs.
But you didn't complain about that.
Because I respected that.
No, because it's
Tom Brady.
I don't respect the tush push.
Getting 1 yard with his offensive lineman not being pushed in. Donovan McNabb never needed a tush push.
Hey, you see his ass?
I mean, he might have been better if they.
You see Cam Newton? Cam Newton never needed.
He used to be out there dabbing. He used to be out there dabbing on foes.
Yeah. This guy's never needed a tush push.
We had a call earlier. It was going back in the days. Like, Fran Tarkenton never needed a tush push.
I'm like, no.
I
really?
Like that kind of caller. I like that kind of take.
Fran Tarkenton.
Which do we need to get out of the sport more, the torpedo bat or the tush push?
Torpedo bat.
There
yeah, torpedo bat.
Well, torpedo bat's going to ruin the game. Tush push is not going to ruin
yeah,
the
but
game.
Just, can we have one year of fun with the torpedo bat and then we'll reevaluate?
No.
Yeah, I'm with the torpedo bat.
I tell you
stand.
What, if those numbers, Eagles those television numbers go up with the torpedo
okay.
bat,
I'm trying to get a
it's here to
yeah,
if least. Torpedo bat comes back, spider. What's it called? Spider attack?
We can't have spider attack.
No, spider attack's got to come back.
What about juice balls? You want the juice balls back?
No, I don't want juice
balls. But this is like juice in the balls, but
yeah, this is like juice
ball year was
bat.
Brutal.
See, this might be that.
Torpedo bat and spider attack. Everything's bad. Everybody gets to
and
cheat.
And steroids.
Everybody
and
gets to cheat
in.
For yeah. one year.
Get steroids
it's
back.
It's like
in.
The uncapped for year, uncapped year, but for
I'm
cheating.
In. The year yep. of cheating in baseball. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, on the other side, we'll try to count up how many yes votes we think the Eagles have. Because Sirianni seems to think they have all the ex-coaches that used to be here. Who's actually going to vote on the Eagles side tomorrow? That, the Phillies leading off starts at 2. And big game Dante is going to hop in
big
here
game.
For the national anthem, our yeah, national anthem.
Give me some
anthem.
Time, Joe. I need to get this read
okay,
up.
I'll stall. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We're live today
I can't see that.
From the home opener as the Phillies get set to take on the Rockies.
He's stalling, Joe.
Christopher Sanchez on the mound today.
Joe, you look great, by the way.
Oh, you like this sweatshirt?
Yeah. You look locked
the
in.
The burgundy.
Hey, way to go. Way to go.
Yeah, yeah you ready or what?
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
My phone.
Almost there.
Yeah,
hey.
Oh, this guy's unbelievable.
This guy. All right,
oh,
there it is.
There we go.
All right.
From upsets to buzzer beaters, get on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Bet the money line. You can bet spreads, deep tournament runs, and who you think will win it all. All tournament long, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice, laid back.
Welcome
my
back.
Mind on my money.
You good over there?
My money on my mind.
Are you okay?
I didn't even know we were on air.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I'm not sure if you knew. Welcome back. Midday right, show joined now. By the afternoon show. We're live at Citizens Bank Park in the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast. But at around 1:45, Big Game Dante is going to join
big
us.
Big Game yeah. Dante.
To sing
oh, yeah.
I like Big Game Dante.
It's how you know it's a big good. Game when Big oh, Game Dante's
that's
here.
That's pretty good.
What's his record?
Jack.
All right, so
yeah, we got to check in on this.
Well, because they lost to the Nets last year, and all I hear is Big Game Dante.
He won the Super Bowl.
I don't care about the. Well, sorry.
Right, so
whoa!
Did the truth come out?
Kyle, I think I have the math right on this. I think he's 3-0 with the Eagles, but he's 0-1 with the Phillies.
Yeah.
I'm on tough Phillies record. I'm watching Big Dante.
So he was with us for the Eagles Packers opener. 1-0. He was with us. Was he with us for the Packers playoff game?
Yes, he was.
I think he was.
2-0. With us for the Super Bowl, 3-0, but lost the Phillies playoffs. So he's 3-1.
Yeah, he's on my watch.
So you're saying Dante's not a baseball guy?
We'll see.
I mean, he's here in a Phillies uniform. He's going to join us in the booth in a few minutes. So I don't know. I mean, are you worried about this?
Well, I don't care about today.
Okay.
I care about as
well, no, but if they if lose you, if today, you roll, you're going to put it on his record.
If they lose today and then you roll him back out in the playoffs, yeah. I'm gonna
definitely got to bring it up.
Well, my antenna's gonna be up.
A lot of people are saying that the season started going down the drain last year after Jack did the Eagles' chance at the Phillies game.
They so were hot was, before that,
right?
They were. I mean, they were on like 120 win pace. Since
right.
I did that.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's always my fault.
So you're just trying to spin the anger towards someone else. Not
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always looking to dodge and weave,
all
buddy.
Right, I like that. All right. Before we go back to the phones here, we do have Herb here who wants to talk about the tornado bats.
Tornado. We'll
of course. Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. So, Ike, you said you don't think that the Tush Push is getting banned tomorrow. How close do we think it is? Because yesterday Sirianni said he thinks or he should have some votes in the bag, like Kellen Moore and Shane Steichen.
Well, just real quick.
And Gannon. I don't buy the Gannon thing
for a second. Is this like a law? Like, does it just need to be more than 50%? What do they need?
They 24, right?
They need 24 votes.
It's 75%.
Okay. So they need 24 to win, right? So the Eagles need 9.
The Eagles need 9 votes to win.
We got to pay everyone off.
So I'm wondering if is it closer, is it closer to 12-12 or is
no,
it?
No, I think this is more like 20-12.
Ooh, you think it might be like 20-12?
Yeah. I think once
that's about right now. I can see that, Joe. I can see that.
Once teams started coming out and saying they didn't like it, then other teams felt
emboldened. Right. They felt comfortable to do it.
They weren't the first one. They weren't the babies. You have the Bills and the Falcons, all these teams.
Well, I think we have Tampa, right?
We have Tampa. We have Bulls. Yeah.
He's
got Todd.
I'm gonna tell you what else. You don't know which of these guys are coming out and publicly saying one thing but voting another thing behind closed doors.
Right.
Some snakes.
Believe me. We just had an election. Just saying.
Wow.
Wow.
Talking
politics, though.
Well, no, I'm just saying. People go, once you get in the booth,
no, I hear what you're saying.
Your
no.
vote does what it
you.
Does.
It's just you.
Yeah, forget about what you're saying publicly. No, once you get in the booth.
So even those that support the Eagles, you think maybe tomorrow
wait
they
a minute.
Is
it publicized?
Anonymous?
Do we know who voted what afterwards?
I don't know.
I don't think it's anonymous. I don't.
So you will know who voted?
Oh, yeah, and that's what you get to swing on. Like if, like the ones that say they got you, then you go.
You don't get to swing on anybody here.
No, listen, though, Ike. It's gotten a little testy down there in Florida. People having side conversations, and they getting a little spirited with their conversations.
I saw what happened. Yeah, we need to relax a little bit.
I know. We're trying to be grown up. But this is petty business. This everybody's
yeah. When you're the best team, everybody's coming for your neck.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
This is petty business. So when it's petty business, you know, you gotta be petty. You gotta do petty stuff.
Do we buy that Sirianni is right that the former Eagles coaches are gonna vote with the Eagles? I don't buy it.
I don't buy it at all.
Jonathan Gannon's not gonna vote with the Eagles.
Why would he?
Well, if you're in the NFC, why would you vote with the Eagles?
Well, that's what we were saying earlier. Like,
I mean, that's really the way I kind of look at it.
Seriously?
Well, if you're in the AFC, who cares?
If
you're in the NFC, I would vote against the Eagles.
I ain't got nothing to base it on. I think the Cowboys are going to vote with us, though.
There's not a shot.
Yeah, why would they?
Because I just feel like they will.
Unless Jerry Jones doesn't know what day it is.
Hey, this is the part where I don't really have nothing to back it up. I don't have any facts. I just hope it'll happen.
I don't think they get enough votes to ban it, but I do want to see just how close the voting is.
The Saints going to vote with us, dog.
Because it could mean that's the momentum going towards what it could be next year could be the year that it's banned.
Yeah, the tush push feels like it's on borrowed time, even if it's not now.
That's why we got to win one more Super Bowl this year before we lose our secret
that
weapon.
And the, on the torpedo bats. We've got to take advantage of it while it's here. Speaking of torpedo bats, Herb in the Northeast wants to talk about the tornado bats. Herb?
I'm going to eat my sandwich while y'all
do. Yeah, I can't believe they had. What I want to know is when you were down there in spring training, Joe, for you, Douglas, did you see this bat around? Did the Phillies play the Yankees in any game that you guys were at?
Not while we were there. Now he was on the field to throw the first pitch, so maybe he saw more than I did.
I think I caught a
shot. Yeah, I'm wondering if those bats, are they all
the Yankees while we were there?
Are those bats all wood? Are they all wood bats?
He ain't talking to you. But what you do to her?
Were they some kind of composite? You know, in college they have what they call BB core, and in high school, but there's certain models that are illegal. There's certain ones are illegal in high school and the same thing in college. So there's certain specifications.
So, but Herb, are you in on the torpedo bats or are you out?
Sounds like he is, Joe.
If the Phillies go get some, try them out, see what they're like. There must be something inside them bats that are making them balls go that far. 15 home runs in 3 games? That's fat. That's crazy, man. Phew.
I thought Herb would
that's
be in
crazy.
On it.
Yeah. Should they ban it, Herb?
If there's, I don't know. Those bats should have been the commissioner before the season started. Okay? Those bats should have been checked out to make sure that they're legal.
Well, they did. I mean, they had to ask someone. They had to run it by someone.
Boone said something today or yesterday.
Oh, Boone.
I thought he said Alec Boone.
Me too.
Yeah. He's loving it.
Of course.
All the other teams didn't know about it until this weekend. All of a sudden,
I think their teams knew, but they didn't get enough players to use them. They knew.
I mean, it's definitely different than a Louisville Slugger. If you look at the Louisville Slugger, the barrel is heavier. And, I mean, some guys have a thin handle, other guys have a thicker handle, okay?
Herb, can I ask you just one second? If we were to give you a tornado bat, how many home runs do you think you could hit in a Major League Baseball season?
Tornado
bat.
Tornado Shapiro.
Yeah. Okay. Torpedo bat.
That's what Tornado calls his bat.
Yeah. I get hit when I was in shape.
Baseball still?
How many home runs?
Not now. I can hit the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Herb, when you were in your prime, could you hit a home run with a torpedo bat?
With a torpedo?
Yeah.
If they're hitting them, I can hit them. Yeah.
Like
not?
In the major leagues?
Yeah, I can. No. I
well, you had a tryout for the Reds, right? You were a catcher.
I was down there with the Reds.
Era? During like the Big Red Machine era?
Could have been Herb on that
30
team.
Years, 30
Johnny
years
Bench
ago.
Out, Herbin?
Yeah. Yep.
30 years ago.
Now, as an official PIAA umpire,
mid-90s.
You check bats, right, before games. Would you check for a tornado bat?
We check them if the other coach on the other team. We don't. The day we give them a speech before – at the plate when they hand in their lineup cards.
Right.
They get a speech, PIAA speech, that they
can you recite the PIAA speech right now?
And all their equipment is legal, you know. So,
I mean.
Anyway, that's
what is the PIAA speech? Can you recite it?
Ike Reese, when you go.
What's up, man? What's up, Herb?
We found out Ike's here.
Ike saw the Yankees play.
Yep.
Ike was there when the Yankees were playing. Yeah. Ike knew about this and hid it from us for weeks.
He didn't tell nobody. Ike knew. He didn't tell nobody.
They paid one bit of attention, and they're back. They played the Phillies or any other team. They had to be using them bats because why would they come out not using them in spring training and then all of a sudden the game
Spike
was starting
Fritz
for real?
There.
I agree.
And now
it was just Ike. Spike and Fritz didn't pay attention to this.
No. Come on.
Who's going to win today? Phillies or Rockies, Herb? You got to win today?
Yeah, this is opening day, man. Seeing if people want to see a doggy. They want to see runs up, man.
I'm taking it over to 100.
If the runner holds up, they should be able to put up
what is the
seven, eight runs.
I think it's 8.5.
Come on.
Is it possible it's 8.5?
This is the Phillies, man. This is the Phillies, the team. The
Phillies
team,
are minus 275, I believe.
These are the games that you got to win. Okay?
Hey, Herb. I get that. I agree with that. You
know? Yeah. Yep.
Must win. Herb, I agree. Today is a must win.
Herb is like,
it.
You remember when KYW used to have the ticker? Herb is like the ticker for WIP. It's just there in the background while we're talking.
We should just have him on and pot it down.
4 hours of Herb.
The other conversation that was going on while he was talking. But you were locked into that, weren't you, Joe?
No, not the last half of it. It is 8.5, the over-under.
Yeah.
It feels kind of heavy today. 8.5?
It does. They don't have a lot of faith in Chris Sanchez or whoever that guy is pitching for the Rockies.
Herman Marquez.
Oh, Gilio used to be all Marquezed up.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I was a Marquez guy. Well, he stinks now.
He's cooked. Yeah, he's cooked.
It's over.
Not against the Phils, though. He'll be fine against the Phils. But
you worried about today?
No.
This sounds like a big offensive day today.
No, today's an offensive day.
No. They're going to lose.
I feel Schwarber, Harper.
Harper's going yeah.
And our big dog.
Who's Kepi?
Kepler.
It's Kepler.
Kepler?
Yes.
Like,
you know what?
Until
he hits a couple home runs, you call him an everyone.
Yeah.
He's got to earn.
I'm slow. Yeah, you know I'm slow.
He works the quality at bat.
He's hitting third tonight, or today, right? And he's hitting some crazy.
He's hitting third today?
He's way up there. I know that.
All I know is plus 540.
You took it already?
Of course.
I need to make some money. I need some sure things up in here. I can't be fooling around with y'all. Y'all
don't listen to Ike.
Don't these ifs and maybes.
This guy hit one.
Well, that's for sure. Don't listen to me. Yeah, no. I guarantee
Hugh hit
that much.
One 8-leg parlay during the NFL season. Walked around like he was. He knew how to bet.
But did anybody?
He's lost Ace Ralston.
He's lost every bet since.
But hold up.
He's
did anybody else hit an 8-legger?
No, but you gave all the money back.
I'm just saying. But did anybody else hit one?
We got to get Craig Barnes in here.
We call that beginner's luck, Hugh.
Yeah. Yep.
No.
Wasn't
but has
like
anybody else?
Bucks,
has anybody else hit one?
No.
All right, dear.
It was a $2 parlay.
It hit.
And you've lost every bet.
But I hit. Is anybody else who been betting longer than me hit 8-legger? I hit one out the gate. Then ain't hit nothing ever since.
That was in October. You haven't hit a bet since. All right.
I feel like the Dallas Cowboys. I'm living off the past.
You are. So we got leading off coming up at 2. Big game Dante's going to hop in a few minutes with the national anthem. Are we all buying this Christopher Sanchez hype that's the season?
Yes.
So this morning, Rob Thompson compared him to Zach Wheeler, said he now has command with the great velocity.
Yeah.
That's a huge – like, are we ready to go to that level with Christopher
Sanchez?
Well,
no.
Well, of course you are. I mean, my goodness, you got him winning the Cy Young this year.
He might.
Well, then that's going to that level.
No, I know, but Wheeler's also putting together a possible Hall of Fame.
I know.
No, but I think he's gonna solidify himself as the number two on this team. Yeah,
like I thought he was the number two last year.
He was the number two last year.
Yeah, he was the second best pitcher last year.
Dude, he's up to 98, commanding it with sync.
The thing I like best about him last year is every time he got into trouble, he would pitch out of trouble. Like, even when he'd get guys on base, it would never spiral.
Yep.
It would never snowball. I think there's something about him. It's what it made it really interesting that he was so much better at home than he was on the road is that he pitched like a guy who seemed unbothered by pressure and those sorts of things. So if he can keep that and the stuff is a lot better, he was the second best pitcher on the Phillies last year. I mean, he was the guy was, especially after Ranger
well,
tailed
that,
off.
It's hard to be that guy if you're not that guy on the road, though.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
Like you can't be I'm a at-home guy.
Well, I agree.
And as you go into a seven-game series, if they get to the NLCS or World Series, you can't just hide him at home. Like,
no.
Right.
Yep.
Because it depends on when the series before ends. Like,
yep.
You're not going to want to wait till game three if they have home field. You could go want him out there so he pitches more in the series.
Yeah.
That's true. I wonder – look, I think he's going to be good. I like him. That just – when I hear Cy Young and I hear Topper compare him to Wheeler, that's big. Like, you got to do it again and again to be in that category.
Well, a good thing for him is that it's a good rotation as a whole. So it allows him to develop into who he is
without
having the pressure of, well, when I go out here, I got to win every time I go out here. So, with Lizardo and Nola there, it allows Sanchez to sort of – he'll be able to fit into that role because everybody can't handle that being that number two guy.
Can't handle being the guy.
Yeah, everybody can't handle it. Some guys are better off being the guy that, I can come in. And plus when you're facing the other team's third starter, right? When you're going up against the other team's ace or the other team's number two pitcher, now you got to match him inning for inning, out for out, right? Like you got to be able to do that.
You do. Are you guys excited for Taiwan on Thursday?
No,
I am.
No, Houston.
I already have my – I'm going to tweet out like 9 a.m. Feels like a loss.
Positive vibes, baby.
Listen, here's the way
There's
I've decided.
No vibes with Taiwan.
Here's the way PBOs. I've decided to deal with Taiwan. You got to win minimum 3 out of 4 other starts.
So is this a must-win today?
Yes!
Sanchez,
yeah.
Rockies?
Yeah. Yes!
It's a must-win.
Tie one on Thursday?
Yes!
Yes. Must-win.
Especially
yes.
heading into Dodgers.
Dodgers, break. Yes!
So, yeah, I agree with that. This is a must-win. Otherwise, we're panicking.
Got to take 2 or 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, got to take... Got to take all three.
Got to take 2 or 3.
Got to take all three. Going in
two
the
or three
Dodgers.
Minimum.
Wait,
you take 3. I was 5 or 6 in the 2 first series. That's what I need. And they already lost
yeah.
their 1.
Well, these are bad teams.
Yep.
Yeah, but Mickey's back with the Rockies.
Nobody
is he
cares.
Today?
No, he's not starting today. Yeah. Sadly, they didn't know Fritz is in the building. Yeah.
What was
yeah,
your
dude? Why not Mick?
Why not Mick? Because he can't play.
I don't know what the hell he was talking about. I'm like,
yeah, everyone's lost.
Number 1 overall like, draft pick.
Yeah,
number 1.
It was a bad draft.
In the whole draft.
It was a bad draft.
Wait a second. There's players in that draft. That
they were all in the second round.
But they could have.
What
taken
are you all pucked up?
With
you
the were... first pick.
Yeah.
You have the first pick. You have your choice of all the players.
You're supposed to get the.
Oh, so they should have taken Pete Alonso number 1.
Well, wait a minute. Did they have the first pick in every round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then they.
Well, they went under slot.
Okay.
You want to start breaking down the slots?
Okay.
Was this Ruben or was this Klentak's first one?
This was
Klentak.
It was Johnny Almaraz, but Klentak, yeah.
All right. Yeah, it didn't work.
No, not even close.
Yeah.
But hold on, he's still in the big leagues. He got a $1.5 million guaranteed.
Still in the big leagues? This is the last stop.
No, I can't wait.
I mean, when you go Phillies, Angels, Rockies, Jack, the next stop is Triple A.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't let him play at Coors.
Is he getting a home run off of Taiwan on Thursday? It's almost
it.
A lock.
I can feel it.
That feels like it's probably going to happen. All right, so we got leading off coming up in a few. Big game.
Moniak and Pavetta, man. Come on, man.
Hold on. Pavetta 7 shutout last night.
Shoved last night against the Braves.
Yeah.
7 innings, shut them out.
Yeah, so watch your tongue over there. He got 50
well,
million guaranteed.
Pavetta actually could pitch. He's the major league.
Yeah, Fritz was right.
Yeah, I think on that one you were more right than you were wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah, no one else will agree with that, but I'm a Pavetta guy with you, so I got to
small victories.
Yes. All right.
Small victories.
We have to set up Big Game Dante here.
Hey,
which,
what's up, man?
Where's Big Game Dante going to stay?
Yeah,
here?
You can take my seat.
Sure. Whatever.
Are you going to stand, Big Game Dante?
Yeah,
okay. Here
all
you
right,
go.
Big Game Dante's ready to go. All right. If you don't know by now, and Jack accusing Big Game Dante not being a baseball guy, I disagree. Big Game Dante.
Take my hat off.
At Citizens Bank Park. For the home opener for the Phillies.
Up too?
You guys want to stand up?
I don't want to stand
but
up.
But I think we probably
sing
should.
The national anthem.
We're on TV.
Well, everyone else is going to stand up out there. All right, we will stand up. All right, Big Game Dante, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourselves?
We're great. Last time we talked to you was right before the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, we had good vibes then. Let's get some
Absolutely.
Good vibes for
Let's
the start season.
Off well.
Our official national anthem singer. We're going to stand up.
Okay.
Salute. All right. Big Game Dante, the floor is yours.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The fact that everybody else stopped.
Big Game Dante. Great job, buddy. Thank you for being part of this.
Good job.
Go Phils. All right, now the season can start. You know what my favorite part was of that?
That everybody else stopped.
Well, yeah, so we're on the concourse here in the DeBoer Heart and Lung broadcast.
You get to hear it twice today.
And everyone.
You're going to say the confusion. Well, for me, it was people not knowing. Wait a minute.
Wait, where's that? First of all,
yes.
Where's it coming from? People are looking towards the field. And then.
Yep.
And then there's just like this instinct that you hear the national anthem and you stop, and people just stop.
Yes.
that we have never got to experience that, Hugh, anywhere but in our studio. We need to do this more. Dante on the road with us more. Everyone just stopped on the concourse.
It was a little weird, but I mean, I it's the respect for the national anthem.
Yeah,
I just love people like, wait a minute, do I have to take my hat off?
Trying to figure out
now?
What that is.
Like, I'm in line for first concessions. It's not time yet.
I saw someone glance at their watch, like, what time is it? They can't be starting the game yet.
Guys should send Big Game Dante into crowds of people with a speaker and a microphone and just start singing. And see if people will stop and take
their
hats
off. They did it right
off.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You're the national anthem, you stop.
Yep.
You have to.
You ain't got no choice, do you?
You got to send Big Game Dante out.
Yeah, that could be the next thing. Hopefully, we need this win today. Otherwise,
God forbid somebody catch you on with an iPhone not stopping.
Stopping. That's what we'll do. We'll shame people.
Oh, yeah. You're going to go to jail for that one. Twitter jail, that is.
WIP jail for that.
Well, yeah. Twitter. Social media jail.
Yeah, you're in jail if you do that. All right. We got leading off coming up. On the other side, we'll get you set for the game. And I see he's ready to go.
Oh, he's got the belt.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a nice belt.
Brave belt.
Yep. Everyone's ready. We've got a Phillies wrestling belt here. The crowd is pouring in. All right, we got leading off coming up. We'll get you set for the Phillies and the Rockies, the pitching matchups, the lineups, all coming up next. It is the Midday Show, Afternoon Show, and leading off coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.